And now we come to Canto 15 of Dante's Inferno, which is a short canto in which we meet the Sodomites. So here's Dante. We're carried down by one of those hard shores, while vapors from the brook rise, arching up, to save both stream and margins from the fire. Flemings inflamed from Vicent on to Bruges, in terror of the floods that blast towards them, construct great screens to put the sea to flight. So, too, the Paduans along the Brent attempt to shield their castles and estates before its source, Carinthia, is touched by heat. Modelled on some original like these, whatever master hand contrived them so, these breaks were formed, though not that high or broad. But now we'd left the grove so far behind that even had I looked around to look, I'd not have glimpsed the tract where it was found. But here we came across a band of souls who milled around the ditch and met our tread, and each one peered at us, as people will on evenings when the moon is new, their brows towards us, wrinkled into squinting blades, like those of some old tailor at his needle. Eyed up and down so closely by this clan, I now was recognized as known by one who plucked my hem and cried, "How marvellous!" And I, as he then stretched his arm towards me, fixed eyes so keenly through his fire-baked look that these singed features could not fend away my mind from knowing truly who he was. And reaching down a hand towards his face, I answered him, "Brunetto, sir, are you here?" "Do not, my dearest son," he said, "be vexed, but let Brunetto Latino turn and walk a while along with you. The troops can run. I pray you, sir, to the utmost do, or should you wish," I said, "I'll sit with you so long as this man here agrees. I go with him." "Dear boy," he said, "if any in this herd should ever pause, he lies 100 years powerless to fan these searing flames away. And so move on. I'll follow at your coattails, then catch up later with that entourage, which, as it goes, bewails eternal loss." I did not dare climb down to quit the causeway and walk with him on equal terms. But still, as though in reverence, I kept my head bowed low. "What chance or destiny," he then began, "leads you down here before your final day? And who is that that shows the way to you?" "There, up above," I answered him, "where life is halcyon, I lost myself, my path all blurred, in some great deep before my years were full. Only as dawn rose yesterday I turned aside. Then he, as yet again I turned, appeared, and guides me on the road back home." "If," so he answered, "you pursue your star, then doubtless you will reach a glorious goal. Supposing, in the happy life, I knew you well, and I myself, had not I died too soon, seeing how kind the heavens looked on you, would willingly have helped you in your work. But that malignant and ungrateful race, descending ad antico from Fiesole, they still retain the taint of crag and hill, will act, because you act so well, as bitter foes. That much is logical. No luscious fig can rightly thrive where small, sour sorbus grows. The world, since ancient times, has known they're blind. The tribe is grasping, envious and proud. Keep yourself clean of habits of their kind. Fortune for you reserves such great renown that both these factions, black and white, will seek to set their teeth in you. Keep goats from grass. Well may these cattle from Fiesole make themselves straw, but never touch the sprout that springs, if any does within their dung, to bring to life the sacred seed of Rome, of those remaining when that ancient place became the very home and nest of malice. If all, I said to him, that I might ask were answered and in full, then you would not be exiled as you are from human nature. Fixed in my thoughts and working at my heart, an image of you still endures, a dear good father, as in the world you were when hour by hour you taught me how a man becomes eternal. How great my gratitude must be will show, while I still live, in all my tongue will tell. I write, as you recount it here, the story of my future course, and keep your words with others. A lady, if I come to her, will comment. On this point only I would have you clear, that I, so long as conscience does not chide, am well prepared for all that fortune wills. In what you vouch, my ears hear nothing new. Let fortune therefore do as fortune pleases, whirl at her wheel like yokels at their hoe. My teacher, who had now turned right about, looked back at me and fixed me with his eye. Those listen well, he said, who take good note. So on I go, speaking with lawyer Brunetto. I ask who his companions are, the great and good, the eminent and men of note. Of some, he said, you're right to want to know, more laudable of others not to speak. Our time would be too short for all that din. But all of them, be sure, were men of learning, authorities and dons of world renown, besmirched when living with the self-same sin. And so among this dismal crowd runs Priscian D'Accorso to the prof. And if you yearn to set your eyes on such like mangy scabs, you could. That bishop there, the slave of slaves, transferred him to Vicenza from the Arno. He left his muscles ill distended there. I would say more, yet further I may not advance, nor any longer talk with you. I see new smoke there rising from the sand. I cannot consort with those who now draw near. My treasury, may that commend itself. In that I still live on. I ask no more. Around he swung. To me he seemed like one who in the fields around Verona runs for that fine prize, a length of green festoon. He seemed to be the one that wins, not loses. So there, at the end of line 124, we get to the end of Canto 15 by Dante.